This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Monster Cable is a Northern California tech company that makes things like cables to hook up your home entertainment system, headphone adapters for your iPod, subwoofers for your car. Monster is also notoriously litigious. The company has filed complaints against Disney for using the word monster in the film Monsters, Inc. It's taken on Hansen Beverage Company for its Monster Energy drink. Now they're suing Christina Vitaliano of Providence, Rhode Island, who runs this company.
Monster Mini Golf.
And what do you do?
We are indoor, glow-in-the-dark, monster-themed mini golf and a family entertainment centers.
So when you say monster theme, we're talking about what? What does it look like in your mini golf course?
We have 18 holes of indoor, glow-in-the-dark mini golf, all with monsters on every hole, animatronics, but everything we have has monsters either on the course or painted on our walls.
Now, Christina, I know there's certain details that you can't disclose, but what can you tell us about the suit that was filed against you?
We are one of over 400 companies opposed to using the word monster, and there are literally thousands and thousands more out there that, God bless them if they have to go through this.
So what do they say to you? You've got to stop using this?
In short, yes. In a year and a half later and $100,000 later, still yes. They're very protective of their name and their trademark, which all companies should be, but it has to come down to a point where I think it's common sense, and God, we live in America.
So what have you been doing to fight this lawsuit?
Everything we possibly can. I think probably the one thing that we have done is we've continued to stand up against him. It's just that it's very hard from the attorney fees. Because it takes a lot to move forward.
You mentioned it's cost you about $100,000. Is that right?
Yes.
That's a lot of mini putt-putt to sell. How are you going about trying
That's
to recoup these costs?
When it got to the point where mediation failed, which happened in the beginning of November, we came out of 9 hours of mediation where my husband, myself, and three of our attorneys had to fly to San Francisco, which is on their turf, at our cost to see if we can mediate the situation, and we didn't get to anything where we both agreed. After that, I tried to reach out to Mr. Lee personally and said, look, is there any way that I can just meet you in person? Because up until this point, I have never met this man. So he is suing our company, and honestly, it feels like me personally because it's something that I created. And if I am going to even think about giving up $1 for what we've created on a monthly or yearly basis, I want to meet the man I'm going to pay. And I said, please just respond to me before Thanksgiving, whether it's by phone, by email, anything. He didn't, but his attorneys did.
I understand that you've gone online to try to recoup some of the legal fees here. Tell me about what you've been doing there.
I did. On the Monday after Thanksgiving, I said to my husband, well, he didn't call us. He didn't respond. What do we do now? And I said I was going to fight. So I decided to list Justice on eBay for $1 to help us raise the rest of the funds it's going to take to fight this battle. If we do get to court, we're probably looking at about $250,000 in attorney's fees. So now when we relisted it, because it disappeared all of a sudden, it was gone, we relisted it as with the coupons for sale, and we have about maybe 6,000 views back up now.
Christina, if worse comes to worse and you have to rethink the name of your mini golf clubs, have you thought about any alternatives you might be able to do?
You were thinking about Monster Mini Golf.
No scary big things, mini golf clubs or anything like that?
If we had a golf course that was decorated with scary kind of things or train sets or anything, of course, I'd think about changing our name, to be honest with you. But at this point, one, when you walk into a Monster Mini Golf, that describes exactly who we are. And when we decided to name it, we didn't look up all the other companies that existed. We said, this is what we want to create. You open Webster's Dictionary, and it says, that's the word that describes that.
Christina Vitaliano is the founder of the Monster Mini Golf Clubs. She spoke to us from Providence, Rhode Island. Thank you, Christina.
Thanks.
We called Noah Lee. He's the CEO of Monster Cable to ask for his comments on the company's trademark lawsuits.
We took 30 years of brand building on the word monster in many of these areas. We have to pick and choose our battles. If it looks like it's going to be a national company, it looks like it's going to be dilution of the brand, and if they file marks in the same areas that we own marks, then we have no choice but protect it or it'll go generic.
Noah Lee, CEO of Monster Cable.